it's freaky, but it happens.
Look, you want to play blind man? Go walk with a shepherd. But me, my eyes are wide fucking open.
What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, that's it for me. From here on in, you consider my ass retired.
Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
God damn it,
I said, don't do that.
Hey, you know, why are you fucking freaking out on us?
Look, I'm telling Marcellus today. I'm through.
But why don't you tell him at the same time why?
Don't worry, I will.
Yeah, and I'll bet you $10,000 he laughs his ass off.
I don't give a damn if he does.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped... Oh!
Stop running so hard.
Why don't you keep your car
and your goals in life To the Fat Mac, the Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. MacCity.com, man. Wow, all I can say is motherfuckers been thirsty for this shit, man. I mean, this show right here has been a motherfucking banger. I think this is gonna break the all-time downloads. You know what I'm saying? For man, motherfuckers is on this, and not only that, but as far as responses, damn, niggas is responding to this shit, man, for real. So, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and expound, and I'm going to go into further depths on some shit, man, that maybe I didn't make clear enough for some niggas, man. You know, I hate to, I shouldn't have to do this, but I'm going to have to spoon feed niggas. I guess I'm going to have to wipe your ass, too. Because some motherfuckers is just not comprehending what the fuck I'm saying, man. Shit, so I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to say some things. And hopefully it is sink into your cerebral cortex, nigga. Damn, this is the Fat Mac, nigga. The Almighty Triple XL, once again, coming at y'all with this Masonic Illuminati and the music industry connection. Just giving y'all my understanding, my spiel. And keep in mind, man, this is just my understanding, man. This is just what makes sense to me, nigga. You know what I mean? It's just what makes sense to me. Okay, now I got an email from a cat, and he wants to know why. He was like, he's saying, how the fuck am I gonna talk about these motherfuckers not worshiping the devil when, like, if you see on some pictures and videos of Beyonce and Rihanna, there's clearly some demonic, visualizations, you know, in some of the clothes that they wear and some of the things that's being subliminally flashed on the video and all this kind of shit. It's clearly showing some sort of devilish or demonic goat head or what motherfuckers would call the Baphomet. And once again, it just seems that y'all motherfuckers just ain't... Oh my God, man. I should not have to explain this shit to niggas, man. I really should not. But maybe it's just because I've been rotating on this shit so long as it's common sense to me. Okay, I do not deny that these motherfuckers is using the goat and the devil and all this kind of shit visually to spook you niggas. I know that. I understand that shit, man, okay? So when I come on here and I tell you that Masonry and the Illuminati, they're going back to Egypt with this shit, man, with I shouldn't even try to say it like that. Just let's say the Hermetic philosophies going back to Kemet, all right? They're using that shit, but when they get over here in the Western Hemisphere, man, of course they're using demonic caricatures to fuck with you. Now let me try and put this in your head, nigga. Look, let me go back deeper, okay? Now, the whole reason for fucking with a lot of this shit, right, if you are a Mason or if you are into the Illuminati or whatnot, the end game is supposed to be power and control. For the most part, that's why most cats get into this shit, power and control. Remember, knowledge is power. Let's try and comprehend that shit. Knowledge is power. Now, if you have some knowledge that gives you power, What's gonna fuck it up for you? Think on that. What's gonna fuck up the power that you have? Well, what's gonna fuck that up is if you share that knowledge with other people, which in turn gives them power. So their power will cancel out your power. Therefore, you'll just be like everybody else. So it's incumbent upon you to shield the knowledge from motherfuckers so that they don't get the same power that you have. Now, what's the best way to do that shit? Especially with you niggas out there. You plantation ass niggas, man. I get so sick of trying to explain this shit, man. Look, you gotta make the knowledge a hot potato. Simple as that. You gotta put a face on it that's so ugly that a nigga won't touch it. And this goes back to, you know, the old adage, what's the best way to, fuck, what was that shit? Hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Well, I'm gonna go a step further and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, if you wanna hide something from niggas, period, just put the devil's face on it. And they won't dare touch the motherfucker, man. Won't dare, even though what you spitting in the book or on the TV or wherever the fuck you may be spitting, it might be some high-powered, real-ass shit. But if you put the devil's face on it, niggas will run from it. It may not have shit to do with the devil, anything demonic. But all you gotta do is put the character or the caricature on the front of it, which basically says, warning, nigga, warning. You know, and niggas are so scary they'll run from it, and then they'll say, oh, you worship the devil. You know, shit like that. So like I said, you gotta make the knowledge a hot potato. You gotta make it so scary that the typical nigga won't touch it. And that's what these motherfuckers is doing. They playing with your mind, nigga. They playing with your head. They fucking with you. Playing on your fears is all they doing. And case in point, long time ago, I was telling motherfuckers that I was rotating with these niggas, right, from the Church of Satan, right? The Church of Satan. Now, if anybody has done their homework, many motherfuckers have not, you would understand that the Church of Satan was founded by this cat named Anton Sanzor LaVey in the 60s, right? And unbeknownst to most people, the church has nothing to do with Satan at all. They do not worship ghosts, goblins, zombies, demons, none of that shit. They've only taken the caricature of Lucifer himself as kind of like, you know, I guess they just said, well, fuck it. If the Christian's going to have a mascot named Jesus, we'll just, you know, well, fuck it. We'll take the other mascot, the bad guy, you know what I mean, which embodies basically everything that's natural in the world, nature. You know what I mean? So they went ahead, just for shits and giggles, took the character of the devil, and they used him as their mascot. But on the real, they don't really believe in gods. They don't believe in devils. They don't believe in spirits and things that go bump in the night. Just something that they're just using just to fuck with your head, just to scare you. And so, through the decades, you know, the Church of Satan has always been maligned. And everyone has always thought that they actually believe in a literal devil and a literal Satan, you know, because motherfuckers do not dare, you know, actually do the proper homework. Michael Aquino, the Church of, the Temple of Set. I used to rotate with them motherfuckers and shit, man. Wow, man. You know, reading up on the doctrines of was Mr. Aleister Crowley and the Golden Dawn and shit, man. I was knee deep in all this shit, man. You know, so, man, like I said, you gotta make the knowledge a hot potato. So I do not deny that these motherfuckers is using demonic imagery to fuck with your little brain, nigga. Just, that's all they doing. They want to keep the power and control to themselves with the science which they have derived from Africa. And they're safeguarding it by putting demons and spooks and goblins on the front of it. Get your bitch ass running. That's all it is. Okay, all right. I'm on one today, man. I'm on one. When I talk about this shit, typically I get kind of heated, man, because I just want motherfuckers to use their brain. You know, I want motherfuckers to have them brain cells firing, nigga. Fuck. Can we do that? Can we do that? All right, Big Mike the Almighty, Triple XL. Gonna come back, man. I'm gonna take me a little break. Give me a little motherfucking drink or something, man. I'm on it. I'm flowing. I get my flow back today. I'll be back.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The darkness falls away to morning as a lone masked manhunter, the world's greatest detective, delivers three agents of a foreign power.
Appreciate all the trouble you went through. You must understand. The experiments we've been conducting here are against our will.
The biggest and boldest robbery in the history of New York, and a one-man job at that. So, you know who I am. Tell me, how did you figure it out?
If you would permit me a moment to light my pipe, I'd come here to you.
We back one more game, man. You know, getting deep, rotating, man, fucking with that deep shit. Before I get off on another tangent, one main thing I really want y'all to do, man, like I said, I want y'all to pick up books or get online or whatever and read whatever you can on whatever you can. Do not be spooked or scared about what the fuck is on the cover. Alright, just like I used to have motherfuckers tell me that I shouldn't read Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike. And Albert Pike was a well-known racist, 32 or 33 degree honorary Mason, whatnot. And he was, this is back in, damn, what year was that? This is an old-ass writing, man. Shit, 1700s, 1800s, some shit like that. But he was a well-known racist, and just because the motherfucker was a racist, and he was writing about esoteric philosophies in the Masonic Lodge, that motherfucker said I shouldn't read it. Nigga, fuck you. The shit I was reading, for the most part in there, was on point. Except for he was a fucking racist. You know what I mean? So, don't be scared of that bullshit, man. If motherfucker tell you, you shouldn't read this, you shouldn't fuck with that, and, I mean, come on, nigga. Shit, don't be scared to expand your horizons. To make your brain bigger, nigga, for real. Let's do this shit, man. Oh, man. And then also, I had a conversation with one of my other partners, right? I'm not going to mention his name, you know, because I don't know if he wants to be included in this debate, you know, because it's some deep-ass shit, man. You just don't never know what can happen by speaking on this shit, man. That's why, really, I'm surprised I'm doing it. But fuck it, nigga. You know, shit. I've lived a good life. Put it that way. But we was talking about, you know, the differences or the whole relationship between the Masons and the Illuminati. And he pointed out, and he basically said that the Illuminati infiltrated Masonry. And he was saying that because in my podcast, I was saying that the Illuminati is basically the next step above Masonry. And he didn't really believe that to be true. You know what I mean? And he's not right, and I'm not right, and I'm not wrong, he's not wrong. Actually, both of it is true, because if you go back to the 1700s with Adam Weishaupt, who basically came up with the whole group, the Illuminati, right? Because he was a Mason, and he wanted to expand, and he wanted to make the Masons, should I say, so put them on some real shit, man. Because just like today, he see that there was a lot of tomfoolery going on in the lodge, man, and he wanted to make a bigger, better structure, a bigger, better organization. But a lot of Masons really wasn't on it, and so what you have today is you have a lot of elite, and I'm gonna go record. You got elite Masons being brought into the Illuminati. All right, because I mean they're gonna watch you, they're gonna see how you flow, they're gonna see how you rotate, and once they feel that you're really ready for the big time, yeah, they're gonna put you to the side and they're gonna bring you in. And so I don't know if my partner was thinking that I was saying that the Illuminati is like some sort of a higher honorary degree, that a literal degree, you know what I'm saying? Just like you had the Blue Lodge and you got the York Rite and you got the Scottish Rite and all this kind of it's not no literal degree, you know what I'm saying? But it's a organization outside of that organization that I believe is above and beyond just your regular ragtag Masonic order. Shit, you know what I mean? And I firmly believe that it is above what most of these niggas is doing, and you get actively recruited inside of it, you know. So I really don't understand why he kind of disagreed with what I was saying, because in the same breath he was saying the same thing. He was saying that the Skull and Bones basically recruit from the Masons, and I'm like, exactly. Shit, you know, it's not the other way around. Shit, the Masons don't recruit the Skull and Bones. And we know that the Skull and Bones, they are Illuminati affiliated. You know what I'm saying? It's not the other way around. Shit, the Skull and Bones go to the underlings in the Masonic Lodge and they pick who they want to join the Supreme Team. Shit, so I don't understand that. But I just wanted to clear that up. Like I said, I believe that the Illuminati is above the Masonic Lodge, and they recruit actively from the Masonic Lodge once they see that an individual who has joined the Lodge is actually duly and truly prepared for real, not on some fake shit, not on no fuck shit, you know what I mean? Then I had another cat holler at me, man. You know, he was kind of like, damn, man, you talking kind of greasy about, you know, the brothers in the lodge and all this kind of shit, man. And I don't know. Well, I'm assuming he was black, you know, just from the vernacular. So that means he would be a Prince Hall Mason. That's a, you know, black masonry. For y'all that don't know, masonry, the lodges are segregated. You got white lodges and black lodges. Kind of funny, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you got to question that shit. I mean, what's being taught in the white lodges that ain't being taught in the black lodges? You feel me? Something's going on. Something freaking diggy there, man, for real. But he was like, damn, man, like, you know, kind of greasy, you know, talking kind of crazy. And let me tell you what my problem is, man. This is my problem. This is my problem in a nutshell. You supposed to be a nigga, man, that's, like I said, you done joined the lodge, and knowing what the lodge is supposed to represent, you supposed to be above and beyond mortal men, nigga. You supposed to know things, and you supposed to rotate on things that the common motherfucking man can't even grasp. You know, but what I see, I don't see that, nigga. I see a whole bunch of niggas fronting and perpetrating, man. And it's real simple. Let me give you another. I got 1,000 fucking examples of niggas that I done met in my life that I was thoroughly disappointed in, man. Dig, I was at a Klan rally back in like 1994. A Klan rally. And it was all kind of shit going off, man. You know, the Klan was talking cash shit about the mud races and how they're stupid and they can't get along with each other and, you know, divide and conquer and all this kind of shit. They just talking wild shit, man. And it was me. I was filming it because I had a public access TV show. I was just filming it and shit. And it was a handful of, you know, black folks there. And I'm filming my shit, man. And one of these jive ass niggas comes up to me. He looks at my ring. You know, I got a Seal of Solomon, man, that I wear, which kind of looks like a compass in a square. So he approaches me and he asks me, am I a brother? And I really wasn't paying attention to the nigga because I'm like filming my shit, man. And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, are you a brother? Now, you know, you supposed to reply with, you know, certain signs, words, and tokens and shit to make a motherfucker know that you affiliated, that you are a brother. But I didn't do that. First of all, because I don't false advocate, you know what I mean? I'm not going to deceive the motherfucker. I mean, I could have, you know, but that's just not my style and shit. And so I was just like, oh, am I a brother? And then all of a sudden, he had this, like, snide-ass attitude towards me, like, nah, nigga, you ain't no brother. Man, you know, he's just all full of himself, a smug-ass nigga, man. And I guess I could have tolerated that anywhere else at the time, but at the fucking Klan rally. You see what I'm saying? I'm thinking to myself, nigga, no, you just did not. I'm just sitting here watching the Grand Dragon up here, this white dude talking about how stupid African Americans are and how they're, you know, easily duped and conquered and divided and all this kind of shit. And here come this cocksucking ass nigga, man, trying to quiz me, you know, to find out if I'm a brother. And then once I don't give him the proper sign, word, and token, this nigga automatically divide and conquer. This mother, he could have did that anywhere but at the fucking Klan rally, man. And so that's when I knew this nigga's a sucker. This nigga's a chump. He's a chump. He's got to be. How you gonna come to a Klan rally and manifest that fuck shit? Huh? Can we just wait till the Klan rally is over so we can do this stupid ass, ignorant, juvenile bullshit, man? Can we do that? But nah, this nigga had to fuck up my day. He pissed me off more than the goddamn Klan did. Nah, nigga, you ain't no brother. Nah, And then, like I said, then he just kind of like walked off. And I was just like, God damn, nigga. I'm like, fuck you too. I'm like, damn. I'm like, man. Ooh, black folks got a way to go, man. Got a ways to go. And see, and that's what I'm talking about. He's supposed to be above that shit. If he's really duly and truly prepared and all this kind of shit that the motherfucker's spitting, man. Yeah, that shit could have waited, or it could have been a moot point. You know, that wasn't supposed to even enter his mind at the Klan rally. Only thing he was supposed to do was remain united with the brethren that was there so that we could goddamn fuck with them niggas up there talking that shit in the white sheets. But no, and see, this is the problem I have, shit. If you go and motherfucker have a certain amount of knowledge, if you're going to have a certain amount of wisdom and understanding, then I expect more out of you. And that's the problem. The niggas that I see running around here with their little trinkets and shit, they don't represent it well, man. That's all I'm saying. Just represent the shit well. Make a motherfucker know that you on some real shit, man. Shit, you on some real shit. That's all I ask. Fuck, if you claiming to be all that in a bag of chips, then really be all that in a bag of chips, man. Leave the niggerdom at the door. Wow, man. Oh, my God. Okay, one more game, man. Go take a break. I'll be back. Yeah, I'm on some chill shit, man. I'm playing some eclectic ass music that most motherfuckers ain't even gonna be feeling, but fuck you. I'm on that shit today. I'm on it. I'm trying to goddamn express myself, man. Gotta get away from the rap for a little bit. Gotta get away. Might throw a little couple, you know, rap tracks in this motherfucker, but for the most part, I'm gonna be playing some weird shit that you're not gonna like. That's right. Man, full of myself today. I'm full of it. Shit. And I implore most of y'all cats, you know, especially since we're dealing with this, the devil and the devil imagery and the goat head and all this kind of shit. I implore y'all to go ahead and look up the symbolism and look up the very character of the devil. You can just Google that shit, man. You can see where most of this shit comes from, man. I mean, like, have any of y'all ever heard of Pan, the Greek god Pan? You know, he walked around the forest with curly hair and horns and hooves, and he played the pipes and shit. And I mean, hey, back in the day, I think that would be Greek mythology. Shit, I mean, he was the god of nature. And he was a benevolent god. He was a good dude, man. You know what I'm saying? He was just a good dude. He wasn't evil. Shit. But, you know, he was speaking on some nature shit, man. You know, and we're talking about nature itself. You know, we're talking about good, and we're talking about bad, which is nature. We're talking about hot, we're talking about cold. Nature, creation, you know what I mean? So just look up the Greek god Pan, man, see what you find. How the Christians, you know, they took bits and pieces of different so-called evil gods throughout antiquity, and they made up their own devil. They made up their own, should I say, evil personification, you know what I mean? And yeah, he's pretty much the dude on the hot sauce bottle with the pantyhose and the pitchfork, which they took that from Poseidon. You know what I mean? So yeah, do that, man. Matter of fact, let me tell y'all something, man, about God and nature and the devil and shit, because wow, man. I know I'm wasting my fucking time, but anyway, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna keep rotating on this shit, man. The only time anything ever really works, you know what I mean, as far as creation is concerned, you have to have opposites. You have to have polarities, man. That's the only way shit works. All right? The minute you set out to do something, there's already forces setting out to stop you from doing it. You know what I mean? Whether you're breathing, whether you're walking, whether you're talking, whatever. The only reason why you can do any of these things is because you have forces out there which is trying to stop you from doing what you're doing, which allows you to actually do what you do. That don't make no sense. Well, I can give you a little bit of understanding. And of course, you know, we're talking about the Jay-Z's and the Beyoncé's and their flat. And that's another thing. That's what makes me think, know that they're kind of like on some bullshit, because they overrepresenting what they're doing. I ain't never really met no esoteric cat worth his salt that just keeps keeps throwing, especially that corny ass triangle shit, that, you know, that pyramid thing they keep doing, man. They stand up on stage doing the pyramid shit. I'm like, the fuck is this shit, man? Like, I mean, what is this, some sort of smoke screen? What is this shit? What are y'all trying to do? What are you trying to represent here? Why are you over compensating with all these, you know, these signs, nigga? What, you know, I don't know anybody that flexes with the signs like that, you know what I mean? So it's obvious some sort of fucking distraction. You know, there's some bullshit in the mix is what I'm saying. And it's obvious that they're pawns, because the motherfuckers that's really making the decisions don't go around doing that shit. You know what I mean? They let the pawns do that shit. Alright, but anyway, let me get back to what I'm saying. Yeah, with the signs and shit, and, you know, they're wearing, especially Beyonce, they seem, she had a Baphomet ring, a devil ring, and, you know, it would spook the average nigga, but it don't spook me. I understand why they're doing it, because they're trying to create, they're trying to be creative. And, aside from just the whole spill of Lucifer being the creative principle in the Bible, which a lot of y'all don't really understand that shit, because you gotta read it on an esoteric level. God and devil make creation. God and devil make creation. Hot and cold make creation. Just like the church would be dead right now if it were not for the devil. I don't think you really understand me. The devil keeps church in business. I don't think you understand me. I mean, come on, man. Look, there'll be no loot for the pastor if there was no devil. Try getting tithes and offerings out of people that's not scared shitless. You got to have the boogeyman. The church owes everything it is to the devil. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. We in church now. We in church now. Like I said, the only reason you love Jesus is because you're scared of the devil, nigga. Shit, there could be no love for Jesus without hate for the devil, motherfucker. It goes hand in hand. So what you have here, you have creation. You have people doing things. You have people and having people being creative, all because of that push and pull dynamic. That's all it is, man. Shit. That's it. The devil is God's or the church's best friend, man. No devil, there is no doctrine. If there is no doctrine, of course, and if there is no devil, there's no love for Jesus. And there's no love for the pastor, no loot for the church. Shit. In order to make all of that shit work, you have to have the bad guy. You have to have an evil component. And that's with anything in creation. You got to have dark matter. You got matter, antimatter. You got sunlight. You got darkness. You got fucking the desert. You got fucking Antarctic. Everything, man. I'm getting off the track. Like I'm saying, man, everything. Whenever you set out to do something, there's already forces put in motion to stop you from doing it. That's right. And that makes for creation. That makes for the simple fact that we have life on this planet due to that very formula, man. Which is something you're supposed to learn in the lodge. That's right. But, like I said, you put the devil's face on it, make it a hot potato so niggas don't want to touch it. And you wield the knowledge and you wield the power. Right? And you make sure that those who you claim do not deserve to look in the Book of Power don't look in the Book of Power. Shit, that's what's up. That's what's going down right now, man, for real. Ah, man, yeah, they flashing that shit too much. Standing up on stage, putting their eye in the, you know, making a little raggedy ass triangle and looking at the, that shit is so grade school, nigga. That's why I'm like, are these niggas serious? Are they really supposed to be rotating on some serious shit, man? After every concert doing that shit? I don't know, man. I look at it, it's laughable to me. But like I said, it just looks like they some pawns in the game. Obviously. Shit. Oh, wait. So, it's obvious I've never probably met an Illuminati member. Met a whole bunch of so-called Masons, though. And I can tell you from past experience, man, it's not pretty. These niggas is garbage, man. Oh, shit. But let me digress. Let me go back and say, yeah, I've met some thorough motherfuckers, too. And, of course, the most thorough motherfucker. You always know a thorough motherfucker because he don't advertise. You know what I mean? Now, see, I've been in the game so long that if I'm hanging with a motherfucker for a while, I know, you know, what he's up to. I know what he's into. I know how he gets down. And so, you know, shit. I just holler at a motherfucker one day and I'm like, hey, man, shit. Holler at me, man, shit. You know. And then he like, how you know? I'm like, hey, man, shit. I see you representing. But he wasn't throwing no literal signs for me to catch. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But I knew it. But, you know, you got niggas running around just showing too much, doing too much. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my rings. Look at my license plate. Look at, you know, it's like, wow, dude. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you new to this shit. For real. Break time, nigga. I'll be back.
Your dog, good up with your nigga that let you see it all through the fog. dealing with your man to this. And any problem that you had, I would handle that.
Hey, yo, dog, it's like this. I fuck with you lightly, cause I knew if I fuck with you too deep, you'd bite me. Get mad at me, send niggas wanna fight me. Whole time you fuck with me, you didn't like me.
So when you hear that,
niggas talk. Plus you know how shit flow in New York. Walls have ears, buildings heard. Supposed to be shh, but spill the word.
Everywhere that I go, everything that I see, every place that I touch, I feel them fucking with me. I'm gonna fly.
Why you lie? Told me get pushed by the die.
I'm gonna fly.
Time for an eye, tap into my piece of the pie. Yo, dog, you know me better than that. I could put you ahead of the pack instead of the back. I could have niggas selling tapes instead of the crack. Could have niggas falling down but letting it back. Ain't much that I can't do when I want to. I don't really need you, nigga, fuck you.
What?
Nah, I'm just playing, had a wife and kids. Your gang ain't come across them trifling kids.
Yo, what you mean by that?
Mean by what?
You a grimy nigga for real, I see what's up. I don't even know why I fuck with you from the door.
Cause you know I can give you what you wanted and more.
I could've got it from him,
but you would've had to wait.
But I wouldn't have to wait.
Come on, don't hate. What happened to the right hand? Light man?
Nah, the stalk man.
Well, let's get it right then.
Everywhere that I go, everything that I see, every place that I touch, I feel them fucking with me. I'm gonna fly.
Why you lie? Told me get pushed by the guy.
I'm gonna fly.
Time for an eye. Into my piece of the pie.
Now I see you for who you are, it's like I know you. So I can't trust you as far as I can throw you. Oh, you don't know you? All the reason that I go through what I go through, let me show you.
And I promise you again, lots of friends, countless pairs of tens, endless ends.
But what did it cost me? My life to be taken softly, man, what? Back the fuck up off me.
Don't fuck with me like that when I fuck with you like this.
Don't come at me like that when you know that you might miss. Go about your business. If any cat you send my way, ain't gonna be no witness. Lord Jesus,
come on, dog, don't be a fucking.
Please help me.
What's up, dog? Can you bugging?
Keep the devil,
dog. I thought we was tight.
Out of my life.
I'll be back,
guys. Everywhere that I go, everything that I see, every place that I touch, I feel them fucking with me. I'm gonna fly.
Why you lie? Told me get pushed by the die.
I'm gonna fly.
Time for an eye. Tap into my piece of the pie.
Everywhere that I go, everything that I see, every place that I touch, I feel them fucking with me. I'm gonna fly.
Why you lie? Told me get pushed by the die.
I'm gonna fly.
Time for an eye. Tap into my piece of the pie.
Scared of revolution,
niggas.
But niggas shouldn't be scared of revolution.
All niggas.
Because revolution is nothing but change, and all niggas do is change. Niggas come in for murk and change into pimping clothes, to hit the streets to make some quick change. Niggas change their hair from black to red to blonde, and old black hair that looks will change. Niggas kill other niggas just because one didn't receive the correct change. Niggas change from men to women, from women to men. Niggas change, change, change. You hear niggas say, things are changing, things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. Nigga things into black nigga things. Black nigga things that go through all kinds of changes. The change in the day that makes it rant and rave. Black power, and the change that comes over them at night as they sigh and moan. Life dies. Ooh, life dies. Niggas always going through bullshit change. But when it comes for real change, niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are actors. Niggas are actors. Niggas act like they're in a hurry to catch the first act of the great white hope. Niggas try to act like Malcolm. And when a white man doesn't react toward them like he did Malcolm, niggas want to act violently. Niggas act so cool and slick, causing white people to say, what makes you niggas act like that? Niggas act like you ain't never seen nobody act before. But when it comes to acting out revolution, niggas say, I can't dig in action. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about getting high and riding around in L's. Niggas should get high and ride to hell. Niggas talk about pimping, pimping that, pimping what? Pimping yours, pimping mine. Just to be pimping is a hell of a line. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about your mind, talk about my mind stronger than yours. I got that bitch's mind uptight. Niggas don't know a damn thing about your mind. mind, but they'd be right. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas fuck. Niggas fuck, fuck, fuck. Niggas love the word fuck. They've been there so fucking cute. They fuck you around. The first thing they say when they're mad is fuck it. You play a little too much with them, they say fuck you. When it's time to TCB, niggas are somewhere fucking. Try to be nice to them, they fuck over you. Niggas don't realize why they're doing all this fucking. They're getting fucked around. But when they do realize, it's too late. So niggas just get fucked up. Niggas talk about fucking, fucking that, fucking this, fucking yours, fucking monsters. Not knowing what they're fucking for. Ain't fucking for love and appreciation. Just fucking to be fucking. Niggas fuck white thighs, black thighs, yellow thighs, brown thighs. Niggas fuck ankles when they want olive thighs. Niggas fuck Sally, Linda, and Sue. And if you don't watch out, niggas will fuck you. Niggas will fuck fuck if it could be fuck. But when it comes to fucking for revolutionary causes, niggas say fuck revolution. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are players. Niggas are players, are players. Niggas play football, baseball, and basketball while the white man is cutting off their balls. When the niggas play ain't tight enough to play with some black thighs, niggas play with white thighs to see if they still have some play left. And when ain't no white thighs to play with, niggas play with themselves. Niggas tell you they're ready to be liberated, but when you say, let's go take our liberation, niggas reply, I was just playing. Niggas are playing with revolution and losing. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas shoot off at the mouth. Niggas shoot boo. Niggas shoot traps. Niggas cut around the corners and shoot down the street. Niggas shoot sharp branches at white women. Niggas shoot dope into their arm. Niggas shoot guns and rifles on New Year's Eve. A new year that is coming in. But white police would do more shooting at them. Where are niggas when the revolution needs some shot? Yeah, you know, niggas are somewhere shooting this shit. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are lovers. Niggas are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to see Clark Gable make love to Marilyn Monroe. Niggas love to see Taj and fuck over Native. Niggas love to hear Lone Ranger yell, high ho silver. Niggas love commercials. Niggas love commercials. Oh, how niggas love commercials. You can take niggas out of the country, but you can't take the country out of niggas. Niggas are lovers, are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to hear Malcolm rap, but they didn't love Malcolm. Niggas love everything but themselves. But I'm a lover too. Yep, I'm a lover too. I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas. Because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot the shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
Well, that's all I had time for today. Man, hopefully these disgruntled ass niggas will stop emailing me and shit. But I really mean that, man. I believe that Lucifer, the devil, has been the church's best friend, man. That's right, the church's best friend. Without no devil, there could be no church. Without no devil, there could be no Jesus. Shit, without the devil, shit, the pastor couldn't drive around in that Cadillac, nigga. Shit. The pastor needs to give the devil a cut. That's what's up, nigga. So, for right now, the Fat Mac, Almighty, Triple XL. I done ruffled some feathers, obviously, but this is how we do at MacCity.com. It's just not a place to go and get your rocks off. But, you know, we trying to exercise that mental also, man. So, once again, Fat Mac, baby, MacCity.com, and I'm out.